Om Shanti. One question I ask you. Do you enjoy your Brahmin life?
Yes.
Yes. Brahmin life is most precious life, and in this life, Baba is making us most powerful soul. Most powerful in the sense that we can change all situations according to our own wish. One thing we can see, situation brings a change into our life, into our mind, into our attitudes. But Baba makes us so powerful that we can bring a big change into the situations. If things are impossible, we can make them possible. But for this, we need lot of spiritual power. One thing came up in my mind, it is from the yoga philosophy of India. In that philosophy, it has been mentioned, if a yogi concentrate for 32 minutes at a time, he can achieve everything in this world. He can control the nature. He can control the situations. He can direct the events. Our concentration is very, very powerful thing because we connect ourselves to Almighty. The yogis don't connect themselves to God. They just try to silence their mind. All yoga systems of the world, they had gone out from Bharat, and just one thing, how to silence the mind. Neither the practice of soul consciousness nor the concentration on Almighty, our yoga, therefore, is most powerful, beautiful, because we become soul conscious. Soul consciousness means we become the embodiment of all seven qualities of soul. We not only just repeat that I am a peaceful soul, I am loveful, I am happy, I am pure soul, but we work on each quality of soul and we try our best to bring them into our practical life. So, our life becomes divine. At the time of destruction, our concentration power will become a great power with us. It will help us in all different situations, and we would be able to change the direction of the events. It will be a wonderful thing. We would be able to control the calamities of nature. For this we have to become very powerful, and we must learn how to use our own power. The biggest power in this world is, which is the biggest power in the world? Concentration, yoga, anything else? Baba. No, Baba is the highest power, godly power. To these all powers we can give one name, power of thought. My aim today in this class is to make you realize that you all are most powerful souls. Use the power of your mind. When a person realizes one's own power, then everything becomes easy for him. Everything. This life becomes a game for him or her. He can enjoy everything, all situations, negative and positive. He can bring a change in everything. First of all, a wonderful thing I want to teach you. Can I use the word teach? Because only Baba teaches us. We are his instrument. But just I am saying what Baba has taught us. I want to teach you because these things are very, very subtle and we have to realize them. First thing, time. People have tried their best to define what is time. What is the definition of time? Even I don't know. But I know one thing, that we are the creator of time. In Hindi, a very good word in Sanskrit is used, Kal. You know about Sri Baba, there is a name, Mahakal. Kal means supreme death, but Kal is also used for time. So we are the creator of time. So just one exercise we all must do, and these exercises you must do once a day for 7 days only. You can choose time for your own self, and I will tell you many exercises every day once, morning, evening. These two timings are the best for us. You can practice those exercises. So this first exercise is just visualize, make a vision that time is standing in front of you in the form of a deity. Time. And talk to it. Oh, time, you are my friend. Become friendly with me. Do everything good for me. You are my good friend. Go parallel to me. And we must make this time such a good friend that throughout whole cycle, time cooperates with us. Just a simple example, and just very deeply to realize it. Suppose, think for self. I am a worthy person. I got many talents. But my friends, my family member, don't give value to me. They insult me. They make negative comments to me. What would I feel? Bad. Time is most valuable. Time can give many blessings to us. Time can make our fortune most elevated. But if we don't give value to the time, it means we disregard time. It will never help us in our life. So just realize the value of time. Give value to the time. It means to give regard to the time. And time will become your good friend. You will never experience that, oh, that was bad time for me. You know, many times everyone experiences. This is not good time for me. In astrology, time is the most important factor, most important factor. If you begin a work on proper time, you can get success. If you miss 1 minute, you can get barriers at every step. So give value to the time, talk this way to the time, make him your friend. And we know Baba is saying us again and again that your 1 second is equal to 1 year. So much value God is giving to time. We must also follow him. One thing. Do you love this? So let us practice it for a minute. Where red light wale hai? Red light. Kehna wahi ne? Baatum biji jara. Red light karenge. For 1 minute red light. And just make a vision. Time is standing in front of me in a deity form. Talk to it. O time, you are my best friend. You have to cooperate with me all the time, throughout the cycle. Become my best friend. Truly you are very good, very helpful to me. I love you. I give value to you. You are most precious to me. Om Shanti. So once a day, for 7 days. Very, very useful practice for yogi life. We know we have got 2 important powers, mind and intellect. Mind is the power of thought, the biggest thing in the world. I would like to tell you one thing. In Indian philosophy, I had been reading it right from my childhood that this world is a game of soul and nature. God doesn't interfere in this. So one great rishi, monk in the ancient period, he wrote that book and he mentioned this world is the game of nature and soul. I did not understand it, because in other Indian philosophies, they believe that God is the creator of the world, he is the controller of everything. But this great scholar had written a big book, ancient period, maybe 2000 before, that no, this world is a game of nature and souls only. No interference of God in this. When I came into Gyan, and Baba's wonderful Gyan I got, so I came to understand Srimad Bhagavad Gita, all Indian philosophies, depth of them. And I could understood that all philosophies actually are one and same. But there are differentiation, because One scholar was not perfect in entire knowledge. Second scholar was not perfect in entire knowledge. No one was knowledgeful. Only God is the ocean of knowledge. So He gives us perfect knowledge. I can say one thing. If you unite the philosophy of all religions, it will become Baba's knowledge. I am not coming to this topic. So, how does it work? That this world is the combination of nature and souls. Nature and mind specifically. One faculty of soul, mind. It's the power of thought. Whatever we think. Now, listen it carefully. It will be very useful to you. Whatever we think, its vibrations enter to the nature, mix up with the nature, reaction is there, and feedback come to us. So every event of this world, accidents of this world, good or bad things of this world are taking place because of our thoughts, vibrations. So whatever we think, it come back to us, being double, triple, 100 times more. So we are the responsible of our own fortune. Now one thought I give you, you can note down in your notebook, you can note down into your brain. Our each and every thought have got creative energy. Whatever we think, it has got creative energy. It creates everything. So we must not create such thoughts in our mind to whom we don't want to see in our future. We have to create such thoughts what we want to see next, tomorrow, day after tomorrow. I will come later on this topic. Second thing is our intellect. What intellect is? Intellect is the power of wisdom. The wisdom we collect, it goes to our intellect. Intellect is like a big vessel. We store everything in it. One thing. Second thing, intellect is third eye of wisdom. Third eye. Through this third eye, we visualize the things. We visualize invisible things. Thirdly, our intellect is the power of dharana. I think you understand this word. We inculcate everything. Whatever we inculcate, it goes to our intellect. Dharana. Dharana shakti. Power to inculcate everything. So these are two good things with us. These are two powerful friends of the soul. Make them your friend. Give them order. So for this, Baba teaches us, you are self-sovereign. You are the master of mind and intellect. You are the master of all sense organs. You are the master of this body. So one wonderful thing, just do accept it now. These all things have to obey our commands because we are their master. Again I am speaking, our mind, our intellect, our body, our sense organs, our sanskaras have to follow our commands. But they will follow our commands when we sit on the throne of self-respect. Seat, this is our seat. So mainly, practice three thoughts. I am self-sovereign. I am the master of nature. And I am master almighty. These are three seats, three powerful self-respect. Sit on this seat and give order to your mind and intellect, sanskaras, organs. Even you can give order to your bodily organs. Suppose, you may laugh what I am saying, suppose your stomach is upset, you don't have any medicine. In future, medicines won't be available in this world. You must know it. So just practice, I am Master Almighty, Master of this nature, body, and put your right hand on your stomach and give order. Now, be nice, be perfect, be normal. I am your master. And you will see the result. I did such practices and found very good result. 6 months before, I got diabetes in the last turn of Avyakt Baba. And I was determined that I have to finish it from my life. And I did many practices, but this practice helped me a lot. In 7 days, I put my right hand on pancreas, practice these things and gave order to it, you are my friend, you are my organ, be active now, secrete insulin, you are my friend. I gave love to my pancreas. Our body needs our love. If you have knee pain, do like this, I am Master Almighty. Put your hand on your knee, give love, you are my good friend. Become okay. Okay, you are perfect, you are energetic. It will help. We give hate to our body. Oh, body is not good. Baba say, forget it. Have distaste for this. Oh, this is not good. I have knee pain. Oh, my legs are not good. We give negative energy to our body. Now we have to give love, full energy, pure energy and might, vibrations of might, and you will experience that health will come in your control. So give direction to your mind, to your intellect. Talk to your mind. Again the same thing. Make a vision that mind and intellect both are standing in front of me. Talk to them. They are babies. My baby. My baby. So I got right to say them everything. Talk to your mind, oh mind. Now, don't run here and there. Silent. Be silent. Create elevated thoughts for me. You have to enjoy most elevated thoughts. Don't become negative. Be positive. Become my friend. So this way make your mind to your friend. Mind is not our enemy. Mind is our friend. Make it your friend. It is ready to become friend. But we say, oh no, my mind is very negative. It is creating problem for me. Oh, mind is very bad. It's like a horse. I cannot control my mind. No. Talk to your mind. Silent. You are my friend. Now, stabilize in one thought. Enjoy Baba. Same thing to your intellect. See your intellect. It's most important thing, very subtle. Talk to your intellect. Oh intellect, you are my friend. So you have to inculcate the power to forgive everyone. Forgive everyone. You have to give love to everyone. You are my best friend. Accept only good thing within you. If you listen any bad thing, reject it. Don't allow any bad thing for you. You are a pure intellect. You are the intellect of a yogi. You are the intellect of a great soul. You are divine. So always accept good thing. Learn good thing from everywhere. Reject all negative things and bad things. And you will experience that they follow you. I teach to many students, Laukik students, one thing, and that is very appropriate for we godly student too. What I teach? I give the example of one student just 15 days before, he rang me and asked a question. That I am very intelligent student. My preparation is very good. But as soon as I go to exam in hall, paper comes in my hand, I forget everything. I think, I always see, oh, I don't remember the things which I had studied in my life. So just I taught him, that you do such practice, visualize intellect in front of you and talk to your intellect and give commands to your intellect. When you start reading your textbook, give a command to your intellect. Oh my intellect, you are my friend. Whatever I read now, you must remember them all. And when I go to give exam, immerse them. And he did this. And when you go to exam, in examination hall, again talk to your intellect. Oh intellect, you are my friend. Whatever I read in 6 months, now immerse everything. And that student now gave ring yesterday to me and mention that my examination was so beautiful that I will obtain 95% marks. So you can see the magic of your intellect. From tomorrow onward, you should start one practice. When you come for modeling class, before that, you should be sure that at least for 10 minutes, you have to practice good yoga. Then talk to your mind and intellect. Oh my mind, now have full concentration to Murli. Oh my intellect, whatever you listen in Murli, inculcate that immediately. Remember all points of Murli all day. Just give such commands to your intellect and you will find such a good result that after 3-4 days, many points of Murli you are able to remember whole day. Nothing will forget to you. So this is the practice, how we can use our mind and our intellect. And be sure that they are bound to obey our commands. Be sure, have full faith in this, full confidence. They have to follow me. They will do what I want. So now, again for 2 minutes, we will do this practice. Red light. Karana by red light. So first of all, visualize yourself a shining soul in forehead. Just me, nothing else. I am self-sovereign soul, master of this nature, all master almighty, full in all powers. I am the master of my mind and intellect. Now visualize that mind and intellect in baby forms are standing in front of me. Talk to your mind. Oh my mind, you are my good friend. Now you have to cooperate with me. Now don't stumble here and there after worldly achievement. Be content. Be stable. Be silent. Oh, my mind, you have got the power of thought. You have got churning power. So for me, create most elevated thoughts. Now talk to your intellect. Oh my intellect, you are a pure intellect. You are the intellect of a yogi. You are the intellect of a great soul. You are my good friend. You are divine. Now whatever I listen in Murli, you inculcate everything same time. Always accept and receive good things, positive things. And if you listen negative things, bad things, reject them. You both are my good friend. You have to help me to achieve my perfect stage. You have to help me to face all challenges of my life. You have to help me to lead me a successful life, happy life, peaceful life. Om Shanti. Second good practice. This practice can be done for many times, for many days, just once a day. If you miss any time, no problem. Again, you can do. Suppose some of you have to go to give a lecture somewhere and you are little bit scared, stage fear. So just give command to your intellect, to your mind. Oh my mind, you are most powerful. Oh my intellect, you have inculcated wonderful knowledge within you. Now emerge everything, and intellect will help you to give a successful lecture. Now, I had mentioned you, our each and every thought has got creative energy. Don't forget it. If we create negative thoughts in our mind, it means we create negative energy. This energy goes to our brain first, mixes up with the water inside our body. Everyone must know that more than 70% of water we have inside our body. 70%. So our each thought, the vibrations of thought will mix with that water and will create everything. If thoughts are negative, if we are not happy, if we are irritated, if we are puzzled, if we are confused, so negative energy will mix up with water inside the body and will cause many disease, weakness, negative things. Because water is most sensitive to our vibrations. You might have heard the research of Russian scientist, the effect of vibrations on water. One of our brother also did. When I shared this research to him, so what he did, he took 2 glasses of water, he put 1 glass in front of him and created very good thoughts, very positive thoughts, lawful thoughts for the water. Okay, then he took the other glass in front of him and giving drashti, he was creating negative thought. Oh water, you are very bad, you create floods, you kill so many people, you have become very polluted, you are very bad. And he put both glasses in a room. After 5 days, when he checked the water, what he noticed? That the water to whom he had given good vibrations was attitude as it is. Means we can drink that. And the water given negative energy, worms were produced in that, insects. It has become worse, dirty. He had to throw it outside. Now you can understand, if we are negative, if we have the sanskar of anger, ego, getting tense easily, unhappy, peaceless, so the water inside, what will happen to it? And it will cause many problems to us. Therefore, always keep in your mind, if a person is happy and loving, he will remain ever healthy. Nothing is impossible to achieve in this world for such a person. Nothing is impossible. In Indian astrology, it has been mentioned that wealth, they call Lakshmi. You know it, Lakshmi. That Lakshmi will enter his home. And if Lakshmi comes at the door, knock the door, and see that inside there is fighting going on, anger, negative energy, Lakshmi will go back. So a person can enjoy good wealth, even Laukik wealth, if he is very happy and loving. So our each and every thought has got creative energy. So you can create a good vision. It a wonderful thing came in my mind. You can also laugh at it. How will I leave my body? Although important, very important. Not in the hospital. Not suffering many things. How? How do you want to leave this body? And? Very happily, willingly, sitting in yoga, talking to Baba, Baba, I am coming to you. And Baba says, welcome child, come to me. And if we are in the hospital, crying, suffering, pain here, and remembering Baba, Baba, I don't want this life, please call me there in soul world. Baba will say, no, no, be here, be down, still there is no vacant place in Paramdham, you remain down. Willingly, we desire, Baba, happily, I am coming to you, and Baba will say, welcome. That is the best way to die. So you can create a vision. You can make a vision. You can determine your own fortune. You can determine your future, your tomorrow. Create a vision. I am sitting in Baba's room, remembering Baba, talking to him, and Baba just asked me, child, come to me. I say, yes, I am coming. And went. Make a vision that I will leave body this way. This will be my last feeling, last stage. Same thing will happen. Be sure, have full confidence, faith in this. The vision you create for your future means you are making your destiny. So now very good thing, last thing. Again, we will practice, and I want to say this. This is the very good use of our power of subconscious mind. Many of you or some of you would know it, what subconscious mind is. Do you know? I just tell you in brief. Psychologist has divided mind into various parts. Not mind, but how does mind work? The system of working of mind. Way. Conscious mind. The mind through which we are just thinking. All the time we are thinking. It is called conscious mind. When our conscious mind is silent, then subconscious mind become active. Second name they have given, subconscious mind. So at night, when we are going to bed, when we are about to sleep, conscious mind is becoming silent, subconscious mind is becoming active, awakening. Whole night it is awakened. In the morning, it takes 10 minutes to get inactive, silent. It sleeps again, but it takes 10 minutes. Third name they have given, unconscious mind. Although mind is never unconscious, mind is conscious always. But unconscious mind, in Baba's language, whatever we have done, In whole cycle, it is recorded in soul, it is recorded in mind, they call it is recorded in unconscious mind, because they don't know what it is, unconscious mind. So many psychologists notice, they realize that some negative energy is always coming to brain from unconscious mind. So a person get failed to use the power of thought because negative energy always is affecting to the mind, to the brain. So if a person is able to neutralize this negative energy, to purify this negative energy, he can do everything with the power of thought. And we know now the method. With the practice of self-respect, this negative energy can be destroyed. Just self-respect. Suppose you are in good feeling, I am the angel of purity, I am the angel of peace, I am an angel of love. So these vibrations are destroying those negative vibrations of unconscious mind. Fourth name they have given, higher consciousness. In Baba's words, the practice of self-respect is higher consciousness, self-respect. And fifth one is super consciousness. When we practice yoga, when we are with Baba, it is called super consciousness. So normally, we got all these five things, but we will learn now how to use the power of our subconscious mind. At night, when we are going to sleep, listen very carefully, very useful practice of subconscious mind. When we are about to sleep, so our subconscious mind is awakening. It is becoming active. It is ready to accept everything what you create thought in your mind. And one most important thing, again most important, our subconscious mind accepts our thought as our command to it, order to it. So at night, create the thought. What kind of thought? At night, again a new thing, at night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing power in it, healing energy. It can cure all diseases. Psychologists believe at night subconscious mind is supreme surgeon, biggest surgeon, best surgeon. So we can use this power in order to get good health. Now I give you an example. Suppose you have diabetes. So at night, create this thought, I am free from diabetes. My diabetes has become normal. I am perfectly healthy. Create 4-5 times this thought. So that this thought enter to the depth of our subconscious mind. So, subconscious mind will accept as your command to it. And whole night, it will heal diabetes. You can have good experience even in a night. And if you do it for 7 days regularly, I am sure diabetes will end. Any disease, suppose a person has got cancer, so he must have full faith that I will get rid of this cancer. So this first practice, at night, give command to your subconscious mind, I am free from cancer, I am perfectly healthy. My cancer has been cured finally. I am free from the cancer. So whole night, subconscious mind will heal the cancer. I have got many good experiences of many Brahmins. Just I share only two last ones. One mother in North India, she had the problem of depression from last 17 years. From very wealthy family, two big children, both are manager, but in her home there were so negative energy, sad vibrations, sorrowful everything. No one was enjoying. What to do? Doctors were giving medicine, no result. Just it is the event of hardly 17 days before. So she asked me by phone what to do. In the case of depression, that soul cannot practice yoga. So we should not suggest do the practice of Raj Yoga and you will get well. Raj Yoga is very difficult in such cases. Otherwise that person will experience strain here, strain, pressure on the brain. So I just suggested her this use of subconscious mind and one simple thing. Before going to bed, you have to write down, I am a great soul, with feeling, I am a great soul, 108 times. 108 times. Now, be in this feeling, I am a great soul. And this way, that mother did this practice for 21 days and on 22nd day she came to me, I was there in one center, and shared her experience that she is completely well, depression gone forever, 17 years depression finished in 21 days without expending no money. Anything, no problem, just the 15 minutes practice at night. Second, a wonderful case of Pune in India. One girl had two holes in her heart, two big holes. And doctor said, no treatment in entire world. You should enjoy your life and wait for the death. Doctors mentioned this way. Her mother came to me, I was in Pune. I suggested her to do four practices because that girl was not in Gyan. So mother did for 2 months, four spiritual practices, our practice, yoga, use of subconscious mind, power of thought, and one good thing, immediately it came in my mind, that just rub your palm this way and remember I am Master Almighty, three times, Master Almighty, and then put your right hand on heart for a minute. Means give energy to the heart. Do this five times, means for 5 minutes, morning, noon, evening, 15 minutes. And wonderful result. After 2 months, that mother came here, youth program was here in Shantivan. She shared this experience in front of many people on the stage that my girl is okay now, no problem. All doctors of that big city were amazed and were asking, who gave this treatment? And many souls of his family came into Gyan. this was direct service done. So many cases like this. One Kumari from Mumbai, 30-year-old, she, her both kidneys were failed. And you know, when both kidneys are failed, she had no money for dialysis. So doctor said, if no dialysis, then you will die very soon. She asked me what to do. I taught her these all things, and in 40 days, both kidneys became normal, perfect. Doctor were surprised what you have done. So spiritual power is a big power. Nothing is like this. It can do everything. It can solve all problems. One baby of a young mother, she gave me ring that her baby right from the birth is sick. No good hand, no good leg, no good brain. What to do? And this sorrow brought this mother into Gyan. So I suggested her these all things and asked her to do powerful yoga 1 hour every day for this baby. So that let those sins destroy due to which this soul got this body. And she did. With full love, full faith, full confidence, sincerely. And when 21 days passed, in the morning, 22nd day, she gave me ring, and she told with full just happiness, happy feeling, my baby is okay. He's playing in my courtyard, dancing, singing. I did not remember who is speaking. I asked, who are you? Who is your baby? Then she reminded me that 21 days before I asked you this, you suggested this, so wonderful result. So this is, I am sharing with you, recognize your own power, realize them, make use of them, be happy, no problem is unsolved. Everything can be solved. If problems are there, solution is also here, with us, in our mind. A spiritual solution, just make use of that. So second thing and the last thing, in the morning. In first 10 minutes, we have to use this power of subconscious mind again, and this is most beautiful time for every person in this world. He may be BK or non-BK. Equally important for all human beings in this world. We must know, keep this in your mind, that our very first thought creates maximum energy for us. We can determine our future only basis of that first thought. So when you open your eyes, suppose you wake up at 1 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock, again you have to sleep. Immediately create a thought, I am most fortunate person in the world. I am a successful person in the world. My life is free from all obstacles. I am most happy person in the world. I am stress free. This way you can create many good thoughts. Create 3 times each one. Each thought for 3 times. So that it can enter into our subconscious mind. It will make our future very bright. Did you follow? Now, we will do now practice. You can choose your own thoughts. 10 minutes are there. If you forget in the beginning, no problem. Do good yoga. Even if you do Amrit Vela, good yoga. After yoga, you can do this. Philosophy is, when our conscious mind is silent, our subconscious mind is ready to accept our thoughts, to receive our vision. If you give any vision to it, it will receive it and it will do accordingly. Everything it will do. So in the morning, just create a thought very happily. If you can do your hands like this, or you can feel that I am in the sky. I am an angel, I am in the sky. Close your eyes and think this way. Or if you are alone in your home, you can speak out. I am most fortunate person in the world. I am the richest one in the world. But any thief should not listen. I am most wealthy person in the world. He will be happy. He will say she is crazy now. So you can think anytime, even in half sleep. When you are in half sleep, subconscious mind is fully active. Create the thought, I am stress free. I am most happy person. I am free from all problems. I am free from all obstacles. I am successful. I am successful. Create such thoughts. It will work. I again want to share one experience of a brother Kumar in India. He is a very good singer. He sings Baba's song. So 2 years before, he asked me, he did his MBA. You might have heard about it. Management, Business Administration, this is the course. So he asked me that there is a vacancy, post is very good. This was for his local job. Post is Chief Executive Officer. I have applied. They have called me for the interview. I want to get success in this. I want that job. What to do? So I asked him to practice. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. First thought in the morning. Repeat it 7 times. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. I am selected. I am selected. No request from Baba. Oh Baba, please help me. I need this job. You help me. I will offer bhog to you. No. Don't do like this. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. I will get this job. I am selected. And one thought I suggested him to do. I asked him, create this thought, that panel, the people who will take interview, they will ask the same question, whose answer I know. And I asked him to put a big badge, go fearlessly, confidently. He did this. I knew why I had told him, ask him to put on this big badge. So two were sitting to take his interview. And now see what happened. Two old men were sitting, one chairman, one general manager. One of them asked him, when they saw this badge, they used the word, they addressed him, Beta. Beta means son. Oh, sweet son. Do you practice meditation? He answered, yes, sir. So they asked, would you conduct for us? He answered, yes, sir. They sit like this, close their eyes. And he started to give commentary. For 20 minutes he gave beautiful commentary. They were in good meditation. Commentary finished, but they were not opening their eyes. He said, sir, meditation is over. No effect. Sir, meditation is over. He spoke 3 times. Sir, meditation is over. Then they came down. Very good. Very good. Then they asked second question. Do you know anything else? See, interview. Such a big post. Chief Executive Officer. He said, "Yes, sir, I sing very good song." So they asked, "Would you sing for us?" And he sang the song which we play at 9:30 at night. "Prem se bas do ghadi." Very beautiful song. He sang. Again they were sitting in meditation. Deep experience. And after song, what happened? Immediately they gave appointment letters. "From tomorrow you can join." This was the interview. Effect of the power of subconscious mind. Many kids, many students give me ring that they are appearing into an interview. What to do? I teach them this, and in all cases they got success. No case was failure. So just recognize your power. Now, let us do what you have to do every morning. Red light. And this will be the end. This will be yoga practice. So, first of all, I am Master Almighty. Master of all powers. Very powerful soul in this world. Almighty Baba has given me all of His powers. I am full in all powers. Baba's rays, the rays from Almighty, are coming down to me. Now together with me, create powerful thoughts with full confidence, without having any doubt in them. I am most powerful soul in the world. I am Master Almighty. I am most fortunate soul in this world. I am most fortunate. I am most happy person. I am very happy. Happiness is my nature. I am the richest in the world. I am Master Almighty. My life is free from obstacles. My life is free from all problems. I am obstacle free. Success is my birthright. Success is the blessing of Baba with me. I am a successful person. At every step I will get success. I am stress free. I am tension free. I am ever happy. My life is full of blessings. Baba is with me always. His canopy of thousand of his arm is always over my head. God the Almighty is my best friend. I am a carefree king. God is my friend. Therefore, I am a carefree king. I am most powerful. I am the conqueror of Maya. I am a victorious jewel. I am victorious over Maya. I am a good yogi. I am a great yogi. I have got a stable mind. My mind is very divine. My mind is very powerful. My mind is very stable. My intellect is divine. I am a great soul. I am a great soul. I am a great soul. Om Shanti.